Hallmark Channel presents Crown Media Productions. The sun rises over a coastal city in the wintertime. Snow covers the shoreline. Text, a winter getaway. Light traffic on the highway to and from the city. Heavy traffic downtown between bridges and massive skyscrapers that tower over the city. Text, Nazneen Contractor. A woman serves two cups of coffee in a sleek, modern cafe. Text, Brooke Starnell.
Trust me, it's gonna be amazing. What woman wouldn't love a surprise anniversary dinner like this?
Yeah, well, I'm sure it'll be memorable, Courtney, but I wonder if it's, you know, grand enough.
Sips.
We're flying her to Paris and shutting down the restaurant at the Eiffel Tower at sunset. I'd say that qualifies as grand.
Yeah, I guess so.
But you're the client. So if there is something else you had in mind, at Bella V, you can relax. We've got it handled.
Okay. Well, I did have one idea, but it might sound crazy.
Nonsense. Let's hear it.
She opens book.
Penguins.
Text, Anthony Finkhauser.
That's crazy. That is crazy creative, but not many penguins in Paris.
No, forget Paris. Here's what I'm thinking. A converted 18th century sailboat like the old explorers used. We'll set sail out of Alaska and we'll renew our vows under the northern lights.
There are icebergs in the Arctic Ocean.
Even better, on an iceberg under the northern lights.
And penguins only live in the southern hemisphere.
You fly them in.
And the northern lights only happen at certain times of the year.
Project them up there if you have to.
Got it. Sailboat, iceberg, penguins, northern lights.
Perfect. Has anyone else done this?
You would be the first. And as your personal concierge, if this is what you want, I will make it happen.
Well, I look forward to the updated portfolio. Thanks, Courtney.
Of course.
They shake hands and he leaves.
Whatever happened to dinner and a movie? I could retire on what this is going to cost him. He wants to confess his undying love among the penguins.
Great. My office.
She follows.
We're an elite concierge service. Our clients are very wealthy, and our job is turning whatever they want into a reality. Don't forget, at Bella V, you can relax.
We've got it handled. So tell me, what's up?
I wanted to see if you can take on a new client.
Sure.
When is Mr. York's Arctic extravaganza set to take place?
Not until next month.
Good. That gives us some time. Julie and I will take over for you while you're away.
Away? Where am I going?
Canada.
Canada?
You know, snow, skiing, mounted police. Banff, to be exact.
Wedding proposal?
Nope.
Anniversary?
Just pleasure. A ski trip. Oh. Joe Franklin is the client. He leaves day after tomorrow for a week in the Canadian Rockies.
Just him?
Yeah, I think so. I thought it was a couple, but it looks like it's just him. This was Rachel's file.
What happened to Rachel?
Rachel is no longer with us.
What? Since when?
Since today. New job offer from a company on the East Coast. Starts immediately, so she left me with this file and her two-hour notice.
I thought it was 2 weeks' notice.
So did I. Anyway, this Mr. Franklin is a referral from another client, and he's paid for a traveling concierge for his trip.
And what does Mr. Franklin do that allows him access to us?
It's all in here.
Thank you.
Grabs folder. Opens client profile.
Wow, there's not a whole lot here. Not even a picture. Joe Franklin, age 33, company Cyber Gophers. Oh, that's a big company. They just went public.
I thought he had a software company.
Not much in the way of personal interests. Snowboarding.
Yet another reason why you are the right person for this job. A lot of this trip will be planned on the fly, and that is where you really shine. I know this is last minute, but there's no one I trust more than you.
Well, then, I guess I better start researching Banff. I mean, at least Rachel had the hotel and jet booked. Now, all I have to do is come up with a week's worth of reservations and experiences.
And on the plus side, zero penguins.
Thank you.
She smiles and leaves the office with his profile. A three-story yellow house. She runs up the snow-lined sidewalk and opens the front door, then enters.
Knock, knock! Hi, everyone!
Oh!
Hi!
Oh,
They embrace.
Daddy said you'd be late.
I'm not late. Everyone else is just early.
We're about to have cake.
Happy anniversary.
You should save your money.
35 years is a big deal.
Oh. Can we please have cake now?
Oh, soon enough.
Yeah. Okay, but wait, seriously. What is the secret to a good marriage?
Honey?
Other than love, I'd say having common goals would be the most important.
I'd agree with that. You gotta want the same things out of life and truly enjoy spending time with each other. You guys know.
I could be waiting in line at the DMV with Amy, still be happy.
How come you're not married, Auntie?
Sophie!
No, that's okay. I guess I'm still waiting for the right person, Soph.
As you should.
Courtney, how's work?
Good. Busy. I got a new client, and I'm off to Banff tomorrow. Ooh,
my sister, the jet setter.
Oh, let's be clear. My clients are the jet setters. I'm just a glorified gopher. It's not as glamorous as it sounds. I'm basically there to make sure everything runs smoothly. No waiting in lines. VIP access. I'm on call 24/7.
I just wish you had more time for yourself. That's why you don't meet anyone. All work and no play.
I predict she'll meet and marry a billionaire. And one day we'll be celebrating her anniversary in her mansion on the beach.
No. There is a strict no dating clients policy.
Can't imagine you'd have anything in common with them anyway. That's a whole different world. Billionaires are a different breed.
Well, come on, Dad. There's nothing wrong with having money.
Well, that's when having money is the only thing that matters.
Still, a trip to the Canadian Rockies sounds pretty nice. That is why you got in this line of work in the first place, to see the world.
That was the idea. But for the most part, I'm at the office. On the phone, you know, making impossible dinner reservations, planning parties, finding penguins.
They stare at her. She rolls eyes.
Never mind.
I wish we could have traveled more with you kids.
What are you talking about? We traveled. That one time we almost made it out of the state.
Yes!
Oh, here we go. Time for the Yellowstone story.
Again. Oh, we won't bore you with the details, so don't worry.
Who wants to?
You know what? I'd love to, but I have an early morning flight. I should go.
Oh. Holds her mother's hand at the dining room table. People walk along a snowy U-shaped pier on the edge of the city. Courtney stands with a private plane to her back and smiles. An attendant enters the plane. A red rope fence-lined red carpet leads from the street up to the plane's entrance. A sleek black car parks out front and a man gets out of the back seat.
Hi. Hello, welcome. I'm Courtney Evans. I will be your personal concierge for the duration of the trip. Do you have any other luggage?
No, I just have this.
Traveling light? Good idea. Anything you need, you can definitely get in Banff. Please, let me take your coat and bag. And you're totally the pilot.
Captain Brett Palmer. Nice to meet you.
My apologies.
Sorry, don't apologize.
Sorry. We'll see you on the plane.
Here.
Yes.
Captain Brett boards the plane. A man approaches on foot.
Oh, then I guess you must be Mr. Franklin.
Call me Joe.
Welcome. I'm Courtney Evans. I will be your personal concierge for the duration of your trip.
Cool, thanks.
You can sit anywhere you like, Mr. Franklin.
Oh, okay. And what about my luggage?
Please, leave it here and a porter will attend to it.
All right. Oh, and my board.
That too.
Just leave it here?
Mm-hmm. He tilts head. She smiles at him.
Your seatbelt is too? Whoop! Coming toward you.
Would you guys like champagne before we taxi out?
Oh. Yeah. Actually, do you have any root beer?
I don't think we have any.
You know what? There is a vending machine inside the terminal. Please get extras. Thank you.
She leaves with champagne glasses.
Would you like anything else?
No, I'm good, thank you. Oh, I like this. Does it go back? We can do back. Forward, side, to side, back. Got all I need right here.
She grins and looks out the window. He shuts eyes, but peeks out of one at her. The plane flies through the sky on a slightly cloudy day. She shakes her head as she looks at laptop.
Excuse me, miss. Is everything fine? Would you like a drink or a blanket?
No, I'm doing fine. I'm just trying to catch up on some work, but my computer keeps freezing.
Have you tried giving it a jacket? Sorry, it's a techie joke. It usually kills.
It's so frustrating.
And it's brand new.
Just a hunch. I don't think banging on the keyboard is gonna work.
But it's so satisfying.
Do you mind if I give it a try?
Be my guest.
All right.
I've tried everything. I probably just need to take it back.
No, it's not your computer. It's probably just an overworked cachet.
Bell lobby background.
There you go. Voila.
She half smiles.
You fixed it.
Yeah, everything should be fine, but if it happens again, just let me know.
Thank you so much, Mr. Joe.
She points at him and smiles. He grins and backs up his seat. She grins and uses her laptop as the plane flies through a cloudy sky. Dense, snow-covered mountains. A black van drives down the street past evergreen trees and various establishments carved into the mountainside. Courtney and Joe in the back seat. Joe looks out, eyes wide, and points.
You gotta see this.
Oh yeah, that's the Banff Springs Hotel.
Is that where we're staying?
No, unfortunately it's closed for remodeling, but trust me, you're gonna love your hotel.
She smiles at him as they travel. Three Canadian and two United States flags on the side of a large hotel. The black van pulls under the front awning of the hotel and men open the trunk and car doors.
Thank you.
Joe gets out and smiles.
Thank you. Welcome, sir.
Thank you. I got it.
Very well.
He smiles and leaves. Courtney smiles and follows the man as Joe turns around and admires the snowy mountainside. He turns and follows the others upstairs as he carries luggage. A man opens the door and they enter the lobby.
Good afternoon, Drew.
Good afternoon.
Nice to meet in person.
And you. Good afternoon, Mr. Franklin. And welcome to Banff Lookout Hotel.
Thank you. It's not mine.
It's how we greet all our guests.
Oh, okay.
He accepts the glass and takes a sip from it.
Oh.
He raises the glass and Courtney smiles.
It's delicious. It's good. How much I owe you?
Well, please, let us put your snowboard in our storage room.
Manager Drew smiles.
Yeah, it's safe, yeah?
Quite safe, sir.
Okay.
I'll be right back with your keys.
Okay. Take care of that.
Yes, sir.
Drew and Courtney walk away. An elevator opens.
Right this way.
He leads Courtney and Joe out of the elevator. He removes his coat and looks around.
So this is the master suite with the mountain view. There is a lake view if you prefer.
He smiles.
Joe?
No, the mountain view would be perfect.
There's a private chef and mixologist on the premises.
That's cool, because I like late night snacks.
They're on call 24/7.
That's what I meant.
Breakfast will be delivered to your door every morning at 8 a.m. sharp.
So what's on the menu?
Tomorrow, I have requested imported Balik smoked salmon topped with Russian caviar, a poached egg, shaved black truffles, and an almond croissant.
Okay.
Is that to your taste?
That's delectable. Yeah, that's my mouth is watering already.
Great. There is a full-service gym, a spa with steam, a sauna, infrared, dry and wet. We also offer Turkish bath, cold dip pools, and I believe the facialist and manicurist is on call 24/7 as well.
Look at this.
He puts on furry white robe.
Oh. You know you can always tell a hotel by the quality of their robes.
It's 100% cashmere. Handcrafted in the Denizli region of Turkey.
Do all the guests get these?
Only VIPs. A personal touch we like to offer all our clients.
Oh. Huh. Well, it's a perfect fit.
He feels robe.
I'll take it. Do I get to keep it?
They smile at each other.
Your luggage should be arriving shortly. Would you like me to put it away for you, sir?
No, that's okay. I'll just, when he gets here, I'll just throw it in a drawer or something.
He flops back on the large bed, his arms above his head.
Feels like a cloud.
Pure Egyptian cotton. 4,000 nano thread count.
Only 4,000.
Just FYI, there are some fun nightclubs not too far away. I put your name on the VIP list, so just give it at the door. The chauffeur's standing by.
I'm not really a VIP nightclub kind of guy. I think I'm just gonna stay in, get some rest,
Save my energy for tomorrow.
Speaking of tomorrow, I've arranged for you to go snowboarding. Pickup will be at 9 a.m. in the lobby, if that's okay with you.
Yeah, can't wait. I love it.
He stands up.
Great. If there is anything else you need, just let me know.
He sits on couch.
Enjoy your stay, sir.
Call me Joe. I didn't get your name.
Gabriel.
Thanks, Gabe.
I must say, sir, you're not like our usual guests.
No?
No, most of the people who stay with us are, how would you say, a bit stuffy. Mm.
Oh, yeah, it's not me.
Mr. Franklin owns a very successful tech repair company, Cyber Gophers.
Joe looks side to side.
Yes, I've heard of the company.
Yeah.
We'll get out of your hair and let you settle in. Enjoy your evening.
Thanks. You too.
Gabe and Courtney leave. Joe inspects monogrammed robe.
What?
He sits up in the couch and looks around the corner as Gabe and Courtney enter the elevator. He gets on phone.
Joe.
Yeah, it's me.
Something wrong with the place?
No. Everything's great. Actually, no, everything is amazing. This place is...
Well, it should be.
Yeah, but listen, I don't know. I think they think I'm someone else.
On airplane.
Wait, I'm confused.
Alan, Courtney thinks I'm the billionaire CEO of Cyber Gophers.
Who's Courtney? Sorry, I was working with Rachel. Look, I'll make a call. I'll get the whole thing straightened out.
No, I mean, what's the hurry?
He half smiles.
Well, you could just play along.
Yeah, I mean, what's the harm? It could be fun to pretend to be the better version of myself, right?
Hey, stop.
No, I'm serious. Like, I can see why Beth left me for someone with more money.
It's her loss, I'm telling you. You want to be with someone who wants to be with you for who you are, not what you have.
Itch his head.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll get back on your feet again, Joe. It'll just take some time. And I know you don't want to hear it again, but if you ever want to come to work with me.
No. If I'm going to be successful, I'm going to do it on my own.
Hey, you're smart. You're talented. I see you as a good investment.
Nope. This vacation was more than enough. It's been a wonderful distraction, so thank you.
Don't mention it. It's a birthday gift from my best friend. Now, the whole thing's paid for, so I want you to live it up. At least someone will get to enjoy it. Stella and I'd be there if the software launch didn't get pushed. But I gotta run. Have fun. Get your mind off of Beth.
Oh, I will. And thanks again, man. Love you, dude.
You too, man. Take care.
He leans forward on couch and hangs up, then leans back. Text, Dana, incoming call. Ignore, accept. Courtney enters her smaller hotel room and answers call.
Hey, Dana.
Good morning. How's Bam treating you?
Oh, see for yourself.
Turns phone.
Oh, now you're just making me jealous.
It's magical.
How's our new client doing?
He seems fine, though I do sort of feel bad for him. Who goes on a ski trip alone?
Well, maybe he just wanted to get away.
Maybe.
And he does have a full day of snowboarding today, so maybe I shouldn't feel too bad for him.
And what about you?
Well, after I see him off, I'll probably just try and catch up on some planning. Well,
try to enjoy yourself. Let me know if you need anything.
Will do. Thanks, boss.
Courtney smiles and Dana hangs up the video chat. Courtney smiles as she sits on her bed, then looks out the window.
Why aren't you ready?
Ready for what?
The mountains. Snowboarding, skiing. If that's your thing.
Skiing? But I didn't... I'm not going.
So you're gonna let me cross these mountains alone? Come on.
Well, I mean, we don't usually do activities with the clients.
Well, that's because your clients aren't usually traveling solo. Come on, what do you say?
Courtney smiles.
Sounds enticing, but I didn't bring any gear.
Gabe!
He snaps.
Yes, sir.
No, it's just Joe, Gabe.
Yes, sir, Joe.
No, not Sir Joe. Never mind. Do you know any good ski gear rentals in Banff?
Are you joking, sir?
Look, pick your favorite. Tell them that we need skis, boots, jackets, poles, the whole nine.
Right away, sir.
You see that? You see how he just, right away, sir? I love that guy. What are you doing? Come on, sit down.
He sits beside.
So?
She emerges.
What do you think?
Well, I think that would be amazing if you were hunting wolf.
Agreed.
Let's try something else.
She puts on helmet.
Oh, yes, that's perfect. You're ready.
You look fantastic.
Thank you, Gabriel.
Sign here, sir.
Yes, sir.
Joe.
Sign signature.
And you are all set.
Thank you.
All right.
You got your gloves, you got your hat.
Joe stands up.
Where do we buy lift tickets?
She tilts head.
Lift tickets?
Yeah.
She turns and points.
There's your lift ticket.
Outside of the large window, a helicopter touches down.
Now that's what I'm talking about.
The helicopter flies over the mountains.
Check, check, 1, 2, check, check, 1, 2.
Courtney smiles as Jill uses headset.
Oh, hey. Look, that's Lake Louise. Yeah, one of the greatest downhill courses of all time.
Is that so?
Yeah, it's no need downhill races for breakfast.
Oh, speaking of breakfast, how was yours this morning?
Oh, yeah, it was right on time. 8 o'clock sharp. Anyway, that's where Herman the Herminator Mayer won the downhill in 2008, his last World Cup event.
She smirks and looks out the window. On the ground, they wave up at the helicopter.
Thanks, Mia.
Thank you.
It flies away.
Okay, here we go. It's been a while.
Well, if I get down too fast, I'll slow down.
Oh, that won't be necessary.
Really? Okay, then. Last one down buys lunch.
Sure.
Yeah.
And by the way, it was the Super G.
What was?
Herman Mayer in 2008. He won the Super G, not the downhill. Anyway. See you at the bottom.
She skis.
Was it the Super G?
He snowboards down the mountain several yards behind her. Head in the sand, a heart in the hand, it's the poetry of fools. Locking on at first, full of drunken slurs, when you can't hide the truth. And I feel it in my chest, a walking heart, I catch my breath, I must confess, I'm in over my head. She continues to ski. She smiles, then continues. They take a right around a large evergreen tree. They stop in a snowy clearing and remove their goggles and gaiters. She smiles at him.
One more?
You're killing me. I think we should eat before I collapse.
I was hoping you'd say that.
She raises her arms and waves at the helicopter as it descends. He does the same. A charcuterie board is served to them as they sit outside by patio heaters.
And wow, I never would have thought about dining like this after snowboarding. Amazing work, Courtney.
You're welcome.
So how did you get into this line of work, if you don't mind me asking?
No, not at all. After college, I worked at an agency, thinking it would allow me to travel.
Mm-hmm.
Boy, was I wrong. I basically sat at a computer all day booking flights. So I got into the concierge business, got hired by Bella V, and even though it's work, I do occasionally get to travel.
Ah. And do you enjoy the work?
Yes.
She smiles at server.
This is a 1998 Medoc.
Mm.
She accepts wine glass and sips.
Oh, it's wonderful, thank you.
Yeah, 1998 was a great year.
Yeah, I like the 1994 vintage, too. It's a little less smoky.
No, I meant the actual year, 98. It's the first year that I kissed Jessica Clark and won the science fair.
Well, 98 sounds like a great year. How will you ever top it?
I don't know. So, what was the most ridiculous request you've ever received from a client?
She shakes breadstick.
Okay. I would have to say the time on... A certain celebrity client was staying at a hotel and she didn't like the color of the paint on the walls, so we had to change it.
You painted the entire room?
No. The entire hotel.
Come on.
Hey, it's her money. I don't judge.
Wow, that must be annoying. People with more dollars than sense.
Well, they're not all bad.
She smiles at him. He grins.
So, do you get to go snowboarding much?
Not nearly as much as I'd like.
Makes sense. Running a big company must be 24/7.
Yes, it is a full-time job.
But it must be great, though. Doing something you're passionate about?
Well, what makes you think I'm so passionate about it?
No, I just assumed.
Well, yes, but there are other things I'd much rather be doing.
Like what?
This.
Well, yeah.
No, I was thinking about starting a new venture, something in the app space. I just haven't quite found the right thing yet, you know?
Server returns with plates.
A roasted squab with herb butter and white truffle.
Mm.
Thank you. Wow, you shouldn't have.
His eyes widen and she digs in. He takes a bite of the meat and looks down. Her eyes widen.
It's not good?
Yes, the best squab I've ever had.
Mm.
She nods.
So, thank you again for coming out with me today.
Mm. Are you kidding me? It's not every day I get to go helicopter skiing in the Canadian Rockies.
Speaking of, where did you learn to ski like that? Come on.
I actually went to college in Boulder.
Are you kidding me? Boulder.
Go Buffs.
I was born in Colorado. I spent my whole childhood in Boulder.
Yeah?
She shuts eyes.
And I kind of competed on the ski team when I was there.
So you lied to me?
No.
I would have never made that bet had I known. Matter of fact, I think you owe me lunch.
Hey, you wanted to race. And I didn't exactly lie. I just left out some pertinent details.
I believe that's called a lie of omission.
Okay, guilty. But come on. Who hasn't told a little lie of omission from time to time?
He raises brows.
Yeah.
He looks down.
Yeah, I hear you on that.
He sighs, looks up at her, then continues to eat. The hotel.
Welcome back.
Reception.
And how was your day, sir?
Oh, epic. What, you ski?
Here in Canada, we learn to ski before we learn to walk.
Okay, well, before I leave, you and I are getting some turns in.
I'll be sure to wax my skis, sir.
Sounds good. And you should see this one on the slopes. Even though I took it easy on her.
Oh, really?
I trust you had a nice day.
Beyond words. So, there are several options for dinner tonight. There's an amazing French
restaurant. Thank you, but I'm just going to head upstairs and order some room service. The soreness is starting to set in on my legs. As I'm sure it is for you, too.
No, I feel great.
She feels great. So I'm just going to head on up. But thank you for an amazing day.
She nods.
I had a great time.
Me too.
He smirks at her, turns and leaves. She looks down with a smile, then watches him leave. The sun sets over the cloudy mountain range. A vehicle drives down the small city street. At a dining table, Joe pours syrup over French toast as he wears the white monogrammed cashmere robe. He takes a bite, shuts his eyes and chews.
I'm in.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi.
She smiles at him.
Oh, French toast. That's not what I ordered.
Oh, yeah, I ate the other thing.
Arugula and pistachio pesto quiche.
I ate that, and I was still hungry, so I ordered French toast.
You didn't eat the quiche, did you?
He looks down.
No, I didn't. It's not really my thing.
It's all good. It's your vacation. You do what you want, you eat what you want.
Okay, thanks.
He smiles. He looks up at elevator.
Come in, please.
Oh, actually, I wanted to check in and see how you're doing.
Oh, I'm hurting everywhere. I don't know how you're still standing upright. I'm like sore everywhere.
I thought you might say that. Joe, meet Olga. Olga, Joe.
Hi, Olga.
Olga is one of the best massage therapists in all of Banff, maybe even all of Canada.
Oh.
She frowns at him.
Yeah. She looks kind of, angry.
Joe, come. You lie down.
She sharply turns away.
I've got lunch scheduled for 1 o'clock.
Yeah, about that. Not that the squab yesterday wasn't amazing.
The squab wasn't good.
I wouldn't say that. It's just, if I was a food connoisseur, I'm sure that I would have been in heaven. But it's really not me.
So what did you have in mind?
I'm sorry. Like, I know that you have everything planned on your paper and...
Joe, the itinerary can be changed.
Okay. I was thinking more along the lines of, like, chili dogs. wings, macaroni and cheese, those sort of things. And you're laughing at me.
I can see why the squab didn't quite hit the spot.
So you're laughing at my pedestrian pally.
No, I will let you in on a little secret. I've been known to eat a chili dog or two.
Really?
Mm-hmm. So something a bit heartier.
Yes, exactly. A little more manly. And something for my manly sweet tooth.
Okay, let me figure something out, but I will meet you downstairs at 1 o'clock.
All right.
Hand soap the towels.
Oh, hey. Good.
She leans in close to him.
If I don't show, call the authorities.
Joe.
Presses him.
I love you, too.
Come. We begin.
She gestures to the massage table. His mouth falls open slightly. In lobby, Courtney checks her phone. Joe descends elevator.
Let me tell you, Olga has magic fingers. After she was done, I was able to bend down and touch my toes, and that is saying something. I don't think I've been able to do that since, like, 98.
The year of the science fair and Jessica Clark.
You really pay attention.
Thank you.
Checks his phone.
Sorry. It's work. I gotta take this.
Yeah, of course.
She smiles and makes a call.
Hello. Yeah.
Hey.
How's everything?
Fine. We're just about to go sightseeing in the village.
Sounds nice. Just the two of you?
Oh, no, no. After I see him off, I think I'm just gonna grab a coffee and get some work done. I feel like I'm becoming more of a traveling companion and less of a concierge.
But just don't forget company policy, no dating clients.
That will not be an issue.
Just a minute. I gotta run. Mr. Lawrence is calling from Tahiti.
What now?
Wouldn't believe me if I told you.
I thought Julie was working with them.
Yeah, I think she's in over her head. Rachel leaving really left us in a tight spot. Actually, if you have a minute, she could really use your help.
Sure. Have her call me anytime.
Perfect.
Okay.
Talk soon.
Bye.
He approaches.
Important client?
You can say that. You can say that. A neighbor of mine, she's getting up there in years. Lives alone, and she and her computer don't always see eye to eye. So she's been spending a fortune, poor thing, on CyberGopher, so I gave her my direct line and told her to call me if she needs anything pro bono.
Wow, that's very kind of you.
Listen, 9 times out of 10, it's just a simple reboot, you know, a fresh start.
He leans forward.
Actually, that would be nice in life if we could all just press a button and start over, right?
She looks up.
Maybe that's what vacations are for.
I guess you're right.
Is that why you were here?
Do you mean, is that why I'm here alone?
She looks down.
Well, now that you mention it, yeah.
Well, it is not by choice.
He looks down.
I was in what I thought was a serious relationship for almost 2 years. I was happy. I thought she was, but guess I thought wrong.
Oh, we don't have to talk about this.
No, no, it's all right. It's all right. I probably should talk about it. Yeah. She found someone else.
He nods.
I'm so sorry. That's never easy.
Shakes her head.
It's all right. She needed me to be someone that I could never be.
She furrows brows and tilts head, then looks away as they sit on couch.
But on a lighter note, shall we?
Yes, yes, yes. The car is waiting.
All right.
And I flagged all the best shopping in the village.
Of course you did. Let's go.
So, looking at the rest of your day after shopping, I've got a few things on standby. A guided ice climbing excursion?
Oh, I can barely walk this morning, so hard pass.
Okay, I can arrange for a hot air balloon tour over Lake Louise, weather permitting, but that's an early morning thing.
How early?
They'd want us there by 5 a.m. Got it. That's a no. Oh, there's also a private snowmobile excursion that concludes in the mountains with wild game tracking. Now, supposedly, you can spot some of Canada's bighorn sheep.
Oh, I do love a good sheep spotting.
Okay.
But I kind of want to just chill.
Chilling?
I know the chill is probably not usually on your agenda.
That's not true. I can add chilling to the itinerary. I have a pen right here.
Adding chilling to the itinerary is the exact opposite of chilling.
She looks up.
Right. Now, snowboarding, once I recover, is what I want to do. It's what I'm here for. Listen, you don't have to plan every aspect of my day. It's okay.
But that's my job.
That's your job. I know. I got it. But I was thinking about just taking in the town, walking around, seeing a few things, you know? Shopping. I'd like to go shopping.
That sounds great.
She smiles.
So, I'll have the car pick you up in a couple of hours?
She nods. He nods.
Okay. Yeah. What about you? What are you going to do?
I'll just find a cafe and catch up on some work.
Okay. Well, then I'll see you later, then.
See you, Joe.
She smiles up at him, then turns and walks down the street. Joe smiles as he watches her walk away. The Lombard Building.
Okay, coconuts are en route.
My guy will meet his guy at the airport, and I have a chopper pilot waiting to fly them to Mrs. Farnsworth's yacht so she can have fresh Brazilian coconut in her piña colada. Because everyone knows Tahitian coconuts just don't cut it.
You're a lifesaver.
She looks at laptop.
Ugh.
I heard that. Do you want to talk?
Do you ever get the feeling our job is inconsequential?
What do you mean?
It just feels like we're not doing much good in the world. You know, perpetuating entitled behavior from people who think everything should be served on a silver platter.
Silver?
Sorry, platinum.
Julie looks up.
Yeah, the thought has crossed my mind.
So then why do we do it?
For a living, I guess.
Yeah, I guess. And how are things going with your latest client?
He's different. I mean, he's not like any of the other clients I've worked with.
How so?
Well, he doesn't take himself too seriously. He's funny.
He's sweet. He really seems to appreciate everything.
So far, he's been like a kid on Christmas morning.
Well, there you go. Maybe that's why you're doing this. So you can meet this sweet, funny, handsome, down-to-earth billionaire.
Who said anything about handsome?
Oh, that was just in my imagination.
Goodbye, Julie.
Goodbye, and thank you again.
Of course.
Courtney sets down phone with a smile and grabs white mug, then sips from it as she sits by fireside.
Work. Shop.
She looks down, then winces.
Life's too short.
With a smile, she grabs laptop. She walks through an art museum and bumps into Joe.
Oh, hey.
Oh, Joe.
If you wanted to hang out, you should have just asked.
Very funny.
What happened with work?
I tried. I really tried, but the pull of strolling through an art gallery was too strong.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I'm glad you're here.
Me too. It's one of my favorite things to do.
Really? Yeah, well, same here.
I take it you're an art collector.
I wouldn't say collector. More like, I appreciate art, so I'm an art appreciator. Here we go.
I think the word is aficionado, art aficionado.
No. Aficionado implies knowledge and enthusiasm, so I'm probably going to have to just stick with appreciator.
Both smile.
So, do you see anything in here that you like?
She inspects.
What do you think of this one?
Abstract art.
Interesting.
That's it? Interesting?
Okay, it's evocative.
She raises brows.
And what does it evoke?
Well, at first glance, it evokes a sense of chaos. But then you see the way the colors blend together, and it has a sense of calm.
Interesting.
That's it? Interesting?
No, I understand what you're saying. It's like harmonious chaos.
Exactly. Puts me at ease. Or maybe it's just the company.
Oh, one of my favorites. This is a young artist from Norway. His work reminds me of early Pollock.
Yeah, I can see that.
Of course, he doesn't quite command Pollock prices yet.
Oh, well, how much does this go for?
It's listed at 300,000.
Oh.
I know, it's a steal, right?
Yeah, it's practically free.
So, are you in the market?
Absolutely. Yeah, I'm not sure where I would want to hang it at home, you know?
Mm. Oh, surely your beautiful wife could find a place.
What do you think, honey?
Oh, no, we're not. I mean, we're just...
Oh, you make such a cute couple.
Oh, see, I keep telling her the same thing.
Both smile.
Well, if you'll excuse me.
She smiles, lifts one finger, and steps away with a smile.
I'm guessing she works on commission.
One of my favorites.
Both laugh.
Ready for a different kind of shopping experience now?
Yes.
Oh, thank you. Oh, here it is.
They enter gift shop.
So, shopping for anyone in particular?
No. No significant other.
Really?
Why is that so surprising?
I don't know. I just assumed.
She turns away.
Nope. And not for lack of trying. My work takes up too much of my time, but I guess you'd understand that considering how busy you are.
Sure, but there's always time for that right someone.
Well, maybe that's my problem, that I tend to make time for the wrong someones.
Oh, I find that hard to believe.
Well, I do have pretty big expectations of what a relationship should be like based on what my parents have. There's so much love and trust between them.
Yeah, trust is very important.
It's essential. When somebody breaks my trust, I have a very hard time getting past it.
She grabs snow globe.
Oh my gosh, look at this. It's adorable. You know, I used to collect these when I was a kid.
Really?
I should find something for my niece.
You know, I want to thank you for pulling that together today. It was great. And I know what I want to do tomorrow.
What?
Whatever you want to do.
She smiles.
That's not how this relationship works.
I know, but maybe we need to redefine how this relationship works. Look, I know, Courtney, that this isn't the way things normally go with your clients.
Mm-hmm.
And I appreciate you spending time with me, even if it was out of pity. So as a thank you, and as your client, my choice is to do what you want to do.
Are you sure?
Positive.
He looks down.
Excuse me.
She inspects gifts. Text, Alan, just checking in on Operation Secret Billionaire. She looks at him.
Is everything okay?
Yeah, it's nothing. So, did you decide what you want to do?
Anything.
She looks up, then nods.
Are you gonna tell me what it is?
I want it to be a surprise.
Okay, well, I love surprises.
Me too.
She smiles.
I really hope so.
He inspects wares in the gift shop and picks up the Banff snow globe. Lush evergreen trees on snowy hills. Dog sled.
Hey, I'll be leading the way. Trust me, these dogs have been down this road 1,000 times. They know exactly where to go. Don't forget the 2 rules. Rule number 1, Mr. Joe.
Hang on tight.
Right. Rule number 2, Miss Gordy.
Have fun.
You were listening. Are you ready?
Ready.
Let's do this.
What do we say?
Lush!
The dogs take off down the snowy trail and pull Courtney and Joe on separate sleds. Heavy snow falls on the dogs as they pull the sleds. 6 dogs in rows of 2 pull each sled. The dogs smile and pant as they work to pull the sleds. Courtney wears a green winter coat and black pants as she stands on the sled.
Are you ready?
They continue down the snowy trail. Evergreens separate them from the valley below.
Well, thank you, gentlemen and lady. Wow, this is an experience I never thought I'd have.
Me neither.
But I'm glad that I did, so thank you.
You're welcome.
That's for you.
Thank you,
madame.
Sits beside her.
Oh, well, look. He's got it all figured out, hasn't he? The simple life. Just him and his dogs out here in the woods. In peace and quiet?
Yes, he clearly enjoys what he does.
He pours her a cup of water.
How about you? Are you doing what you love?
She nods.
It's a good job, and it has its moments. I mean, today was definitely one of them. So, yeah, I do.
Well, you don't sound too sure.
Well, I guess I'm just not sure if it's what I want to do for the rest of my life.
So where do you see yourself down the road then? 5 years from now?
She looks at him. He rolls eyes.
Sorry, that sounded like a bad job interview.
It's okay. Well, I'd love to have my own travel-related business someday, but something different.
Like?
Like, oh, I can't quite put my finger on it.
She blinks.
I guess I have to figure out the what before I can tackle the how. All I know is that I love to travel, and I want to share that passion.
Yeah, but you did say this job allows you to travel the world, right?
Yes and no. I mean, it's always someone else's passions and wants. I've seen a lot of places, but I don't really feel like I've experienced them. The reality of my job is that I organize unforgettable experiences for other people. I'm a facilitator, not a participant. Except with you. This has been fun, but this isn't how it usually goes. You are not a normal client.
Well, I believe that every traveler should be fortunate enough to have their own Courtney, regardless of their income.
She smiles at him. He paps as they sit in blue bag chairs. She looks down.
Maybe we should get going.
He nods.
Yeah. Getting a little tired.
She grins.
You're not the only one.
Sled dogs curl up and sleep in the snow, still attached to their leads. Nighttime in the small city streets. The black van pulls up under the hotel's awning and parks. Courtney looks at Jason.
Well, thank you for another amazing day.
She smiles.
Thank you.
They smile at each other. He leans in to give her a kiss as a man opens the car door.
Good evening.
Dave.
Hey.
They emerge.
Thank you.
They walk inside. Daytime outside hotel. Courtney exits elevator.
So he comes out, she goes in, they cross paths, and right at that very moment, she comes in. Oh, hey.
Oh, my.
Several men.
Hey, you.
Hi.
Come on in. Have a seat.
This is for you, my dear.
Oh.
Please.
Oh, thank you.
I'll take that.
Thanks. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
That's a lot of food.
That's a lot of accident.
You accidentally started a feast?
I didn't know what to order you. I didn't know what you were in the mood for, so I had Chef Andre make a bunch of stuff, and ta-da!
He's used to extravagant gestures, so when you ask for a bunch of stuff, they will literally give you a bunch of stuff.
Everything is delicious. My compliments to the chef.
Merci. So, are you enjoying your time in Canada?
Very much so. This has been like the most amazing vacation.
A man of your means, you must return often.
Yes, I'll have to return. I'll do that. Here's to returning often. Cheers.
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 And to you. Cheers.
And you, mademoiselle?
They sip.
Oh, I've been having the time of my life. We have been helicopter skiing. We dined on a mountainside. We went dog sledding. We browsed amazing artwork, and we've gone shopping. Not to mention the best breakfast in the history of breakfasts.
That's quite a vacation.
I know. It's hard to believe I'm actually being paid to do this.
And what's on the agenda for today?
She raises brows and finger, then grabs paper.
Ta-da!
She has her itinerary.
He hates my itinerary.
Oh, no, it's not that. I just thought today I would plan our day.
Oh. Okay. Great. Makes my job easier. What did you have in mind?
Today, we go curling.
He smiles.
Curling it is.
She grins and takes a bite of cantaloupe.
Now, have either of you tried curling before?
First time for me.
She says that now, but she's probably going to be a pro.
He's very competitive.
Actually, curling is the ultimate team sport. The more you work together, the better off you'll be.
Good to know.
Now, the equipment we'll be using is pretty simple. That's a stone, and this is the broom.
Okay.
One of you will slide the stone toward the target without crossing this line, and the other will sweep the path that will control the speed of the stone. Courtney, would you like to throw the first stone?
Let's go.
They get ready.
All right.
She kneels.
Like this, right?
Yep.
You ready?
I'm ready.
She slides it toward Joe, and he brushes in front of it.
See that?
A woman squats low. A man vigorously sweeps in front of it until it stops.
Go!
We're there!
Lands in middle.
I think we got a shot at Olympic gold.
Oh, come on, let's not push it.
What?
Silver, maybe.
They smile at each other.
Hot chocolate?
Yes. Absolutely.
All right. I think they have a snack bar around here somewhere.
No. I mean, come on. If we're gonna have hot chocolate, let's have hot chocolate.
You're the boss. You are the boss.
We're very good.
Yeah.
His eyes wide. He follows behind her. Bright blue ski lifts travel between evergreens with foggy mountains in the distance. They sit in ski lodge.
How did you manage all of this? I assume this place is usually buzzing with tourists.
I know a guy.
Come on, but all this for me?
Of course. Only the best.
That money can buy. I guess.
Rolls eyes.
Well, yeah, that's what we do. Isn't that what it's all about?
He looks away and half smiles.
There's something I need to tell you.
Let me guess. You are gonna give me the money isn't important to me, and deep down I'm just an average Joe speech, right?
No.
He half smiles.
But what if I did say that?
Okay, that is something all you rich guys have in common. You're always trying so hard to convince everyone that you're just like everyone else.
Well, maybe I am just like everyone else.
Joe. Regular folks don't live like this. They don't fly on private jets and stay in five-star hotels. Look, there's nothing wrong with it, but you gotta be honest about who you are.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
He looks up at her. Nighttime outside of the hotel. Inside, Joe tosses and turns in bed. A silky blue comforter on the edge of the bed, mostly on the floor. He turns on the bedside lamp, then sits up and leans over his knees with a frown. He sighs and grabs his black and white phone, then licks his lips and makes a phone call. In another bed, his friend Alan wakes up and answers his phone.
I can't do this anymore, man. It's eating me alive inside. The lies and the deceit.
Whoa, slow down. What's going on?
I'll tell you what's going on. This little experiment of ours where I pretend to be a billionaire is blowing up in my face.
How? Why?
I really like her, Alan. Courtney.
Alan raises brows.
What? That's great.
No, it's not great. She thinks I'm a billionaire.
Right?
In fact, I am no billionaire, Alan.
Yeah, that was a bad idea.
And now you tell me.
Just tell her the truth.
I can't tell her the truth. She'll hate that I lied. And then if I don't tell her, and the truth comes out, she'll hate that I didn't tell her.
I see what you're saying. That's quite a quandary.
Furrows brows.
You know what you need to do?
What's that, Alan?
Sleep on it.
I can't sleep, Alan. That's why I'm calling you.
Look, if you want my advice, I say just tell her the truth. Otherwise, you're just prolonging the inevitable. If it's meant to be, it's meant to be, my friend.
He nods.
Yeah. Thanks, man.
He hangs up, looks up, and frowns. Daylight outside of the old brick hotel. Courtney enters his room as he has breakfast with Gabriel.
Good morning, good gentlemen.
Morning, Miss.
Oh, no, please, Gabriel. It's okay.
Have a seat.
Thank you.
And you? Would you like some coffee?
Yes, please.
Joe pours coffee.
Did you sleep well?
Like a baby.
Hmm.
So, what's on the itinerary today? Hang gliding, bungee jumping.
No, but I can make some calls. No, I thought today would be a little more cultural.
Yay, culture.
Well, I've planned a day trip to Calgary and a private tour of the Calgary Opera House, where they are currently in rehearsals for Don Giovanni.
Gabe touches chest.
Don't tease me with Don Giovanni. It's like my most favorite opera ever.
Eyes widen.
You're kidding.
I am not kidding. Yes, I'm kidding.
Don't.
Listen, I appreciate the effort, I do. But I was thinking of something a little less opery.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
What's on your itinerary?
Whatever it is, we'll be doing it together.
He smiles at her. Red light turns green on City Street.
Here you go. This is a flight of some of our most popular microbrews. We have a Pilsner, an IPA, Stout, and finally the Canadian take on a dark German malt.
All right, well, thank you. That should get us started.
Thank you. Wow.
All right, what do you say? Let's work to the middle.
Sounds good.
All right.
They lift first beer on flight and sip.
Mm. Two better.
Yeah.
They grab the darkest one on the other end.
Yeah.
Ooh. Too sweet.
Yeah.
Sips a third. His eyes widen.
Mmm.
Ah.
Perfect.
You're like if Goldilocks was a beer drinker. Goldilager into three beers. I know it's a bad joke, but...
Oh, it's better than the techie jokes.
How's everything tasting today?
Wonderful. Thank you.
Believe it or not, my favorite is actually our craft root beer.
Joe's eyes widen.
Is he okay?
Yeah.
We'll definitely take a couple of those.
Oh, you'll love it. It goes great with poutine.
What's poutine?
Really?
Courtney shrugs and smiles. The server looks at Joe, who looks up at him. A bowl of poutine, fries topped with cheese curds, gravy and black pepper. He takes a bite.
Do you like it?
Kidding me? I never want to stop eating poutine.
I'll take that as a yes.
How have I been on Earth this long and never had poutine? They've taken the three best things, cheese, gravy, and fries, and decided one day, like, why don't we just put them all together? You know? Come on, trust them.
Oh, no, it's okay. I can get my own.
Stop being polite. Dig in. Come on.
Okay, okay. Though I'm kind of scared to get too close while you're eating. I can hold his finger.
Oh, yeah, sorry. sorry. Manners have kind of gone out the window. Please.
She plunges her fork into the bowl and takes a forkful. She nods.
Mmm. That is good.
Right?
You know, I've never done a brew tasting before.
I like that. I'll have to make a note of it for future clients.
Well, I'm glad that I can expose you to some way to find things.
She smiles.
Okay, I'm going back in.
They continue to eat.
Oh my gosh.
I think I'm going to have to walk a while to work off that poutine.
I hear you. Yeah, I'm really going to miss this place. Can't believe it's over.
Me too.
They walk together outside.
So, what's your most favorite travel experience?
You really want to know?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Well, I would have to say the time my family took a camping trip to Yellowstone National Park when we were kids. Or, I should say, attempted to take.
What happened?
We only made it as far as the Iowa border when our car broke down. We ended up in a tiny motel off the interstate for 2 days.
Wow. This is starting to sound like an awful vacation.
No. We moved the beds aside and just pitched the tents right there in the hotel room.
Oh, okay. So a motel camping. That sounds cool.
And my brother and I really wanted to build a campfire, but instead, we ordered Chinese food, turned off the lights, and told ghost stories all night.
Both style.
Well, you made the best of a bad situation.
And I guess if I'm being honest, that was one of the best vacations I've ever had.
I can understand that.
I guess the best experiences in life don't cost a fortune. If you're with the right people.
He nods and looks down with a half smile. His eyes widen.
There's your business model. Look, using your experience traveling the world, you connect travelers through video and link with the best hotels and resorts all over the globe.
I'm listening.
Right, so you connect travelers. It doesn't matter of all kind, right? So rich, on a budget, with your contacts. Hey, they can build their own vacation through an app. It could be called the Global Adventures with Courtney app.
You have to work on the name.
No, but think about it. Any traveler anywhere in the world can go to the app, right? And they can search for South African wine country Stellenbosch. And up pops a video of you telling them where to go, where to stay.
It's not a bad idea.
Yeah.
But how does Global Adventures with Courtney earn an income?
Simple. Commission and advertising, right? So you link them to the hotel, resort, and restaurants. Like, an app like that would have enormous earning potential.
And I already have a vast network of contacts around the world to partner with.
Mm-hmm.
She shuts eyes.
But I have a steady job.
Anything worth doing requires risk. And you may not have to go at it alone. And I know what you're thinking. Startup cost. But an app like that, an investor would jump at the opportunity. And I can design an app in my sleep.
I bet you said that to all the girls.
Just the ones that I like.
She smiles up at him, then looks over her shoulder.
Well, would you look at that?
Text, the Banff Mountain Gallery, a special winter exhibition.
That's our painting.
She smiles at it and turns to him, then sighs. He approaches her to kiss and she turns away.
I'm sorry.
No, don't be.
No, I was out of line.
No, it's just that there's this company policy.
I got caught up in the moment. I'm sorry. And let's blame it on the beer.
Okay.
How about that?
Right.
All right, shall we?
Yes, please. I am freezing.
All right. He wraps his arm around her back and they continue down the street with smiles. In her hotel room, she uses her laptop and smiles as she admires photos of the dog sledding excursion. She wraps her hand around her neck with a wide smile and shakes her head. Photo of herself and Joe in winter gear. They both smile. She looks down, then grabs a white mug and sips from it. At the office, a woman approaches Dina.
Hey, sorry to bother you.
What's up?
I just wanted to clarify something. We got an invoice from a ski rental shop in Banff, signed by Joe Franklin.
Right, Courtney's concierge on that one. Is there a problem?
Well, I noticed that the card on file for this account is under the name Alan Green.
Squint sighs.
Can I see that?
She hands Dina the folder.
It's all my fault. I mean, I never would have let any of this happen had I known I was going to develop feelings.
He looks down.
You know, it was so stupid. It's probably karma just punishing me for lying, you know?
Looks down.
I should have told the truth from the beginning.
He takes a sip of beer. Gabriel sits across from him.
What are we gonna do?
He hasn't taken a sip yet.
Well, sir, I'm not exactly sure what to say.
He furrows brows.
That is of no help, huh?
Gabriel looks down.
Well, this may surprise you, sir, but my job description doesn't normally involve giving relationship advice.
You're right. I'm sorry.
Joe takes another sip of beer and looks down at the table.
No, but seriously, what are we going to do?
Gabe smiles.
Well, there really is only one thing to do.
He reaches toward Joe.
Tell her the truth.
Gabriel raises his brows with a slight smile. Joe winces, shuts eyes, shakes head and takes another sip of his beer, then sets it down.
You gonna drink that?
Gabriel lifts the glass and takes a sip. Phone call from Dana.
Hey, Dana?
Do you have a minute?
Sure.
Has Joe ever mentioned anything about his friend Alan by chance?
No, it doesn't ring a bell.
Okay. I just spoke with accounting, and it looks like there was a major communication breakdown regarding this Banff trip.
What do you mean?
Well, Rachel wasn't entirely clear on all the details. It's mainly a billing issue, but I wanted to fill you in.
Okay.
It turns out this whole vacation was a gift.
A gift? To who?
To Joe.
What?
Rachel's client is a man named Alan Green, software giant. He planned a trip to Banff for he and his wife, prepaid for everything, diamond service, personal concierge, the whole nine. Well, Alan had to cancel last minute. So rather than eat the cost of the trip and our concierge fees, etc., he worked it out with Rachel to transfer it to his best friend, Joe Franklin. Rachel switched everything to Joe's name, but didn't fill the rest of us in on that minor detail.
Okay.
Don't worry. I just spoke with Alan. We're all squared away. I just wanted you to know.
So, Joe is...
Joe is very lucky to have such a wealthy and generous friend.
But Joe can afford it. He owns a huge company. Maybe that's what rich people do. They buy extravagant gifts for each other.
Well, Joe does work for a big company, but not sure he could afford something like this.
Courtney's mouth wide open.
Courtney?
She clicks on our mobile team. Meet them on CyberGopher's website.
Are you there?
You've got to be kidding me.
Are you all right?
Text. Joe's been tinkering with electronics since he was a kid.
I'll call you back.
She stands up.
I would sing it loud. Show you I'm not afraid.
Her eyes wide.
We need to talk.
Yeah, I think we do.
She points to laptop.
How did you find?
Dana told me.
Okay.
I don't understand. Why would you lie about who you are?
Come, I knew it would affect how you see me. That's why.
It's a bold assumption and a very telling sign of your opinion of me.
Shakes her head.
Do you honestly think I would have treated you differently if I knew you weren't rich?
Come on, all right. I'm sorry. I'm...
Joe, lie to me.
Yes, I did. You're right. Okay, again, I'm sorry. But listen, that it doesn't change anything. Like, what we had, it wasn't a lie, was it?
I don't even know who you are.
I'm the same person that you were with for the last few days. Come on.
That's not true. I'm sorry.
Shuts eyes.
I think this whole thing was a mistake.
She nods. His mouth wide open, he glares at her.
Okay. I understand.
Thank you.
Look, we only have another day together, so I know that I've put you in an awkward position. No, just hear me out. If you don't want to be here, you don't have to. You don't have to stay. I'd be perfectly fine on my own.
Hey, you're the boss.
No, I'm not the boss. I'm just a guy who got to live a fantasy for a few days. So thank you.
She furrows brows.
You're the only one who makes my heart stop and start again. To make me feel like I am loved.
She sits down. Small evergreen trees strung with lights in large pots outside of hotel. Inside, Courtney packs up her suitcase in her room. She checks her phone, rolls her eyes and lowers it. She shuts her suitcase and smooths the top of it. Large mountains in the distance. The black van travels down a snowy road in the valley between two mountains. Charlie drives.
Van for private airfield?
Oh no, not this time. Regular airport. Calgary International, please.
He nods.
So did you enjoy your time in Banff?
I had the time of my life. For a while, anyway.
He frowns and nods.
It's hard to leave when you've had such a connection to a place. But the good news is, the memories will always be with you.
You're right.
She sighs.
It's still hard to say goodbye, though.
She looks out the window. A plane flies through the sky. Alan rides in it. Joe and Alan on phone.
You just let her go?
I mean, yeah.
Didn't you two have a great time together?
We had the best time.
Yeah, you had a connection.
Yeah, it was unbelievable, man. We were on the same page about everything. We came up with this great app idea.
Which I want to talk more about later, but just have a question first.
Shoot.
Why did you let her go?
Because she's not interested in a guy like me. I told you that.
She was. You just admitted it.
No, she's interested in who she thought I was. All right? The guy she's interested in are these wealthy, successful businessmen.
All right, I am just a guy who drives around and fixes computers.
He sighs.
Oh, you're impossible. Look, you have got to stop with this
low image of yourself. Look, I understand that you're still hurting from Beth. So she left you for someone else with money. Big deal. Rich people are a dime a dozen. It's all about what's on the inside. I mean, come on, this woman is someone whose favorite vacation, which involves eating Chinese food in a tent in a motel.
Both smile.
Yeah. Yeah. You know what? I think you're right, man.
Really?
Yeah. Why did I let her go?
That's what I'm saying. Look, forget all that.
We gotta figure out how to get her back.
No. I know what I'm gonna do.
Call you back.
What kind of person does he think I am? I could care less if he flew on a private jet or not.
Okay, but maybe you need to imagine things from his point of view.
Courtney on phone.
Okay, I imagined it. Still mad.
A little empathy might go a long way, love.
Sense. He's sweet and funny and smart and interesting to be around. He's a good listener. He has this great sense of style.
Well, he sounds awful.
She rolls eyes.
Why did he have to lie?
Well, if he's all those things, maybe the lie is forgivable.
What do you mean?
Honey, did I ever tell you about the time I met Dad?
Yeah, like 100 times. You guys got into the same cab, you argued for a minute, and then blah, 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 you fell in love. You guys are a walking rom-com.
No, not that. Although that is an amazing story. But on our first date, do you know what he said when I asked him where he worked?
No.
He said, oh, I work in the financial district at the stock exchange.
Really? Dad said that?
Yeah. Completely left out the part about working in a sandwich shop in the lobby.
Wow. The lengths people will go to impress someone.
I was mad for about half a second, but then I thought it was kind of sweet.
Courtney looks out window. She checks phone.
Oh, listen, Mom, I gotta go, but thank you for talking to me. You always know the right thing to say.
I love you, honey.
I love you too.
She hangs up and accepts other call.
Hey, Dana, what's up?
Oh, thank goodness. I thought I missed you. I heard you're on your way out of town.
Yeah, halfway to the airport. Did Joe call you?
No,
His friend Alan did, in a panic, which is why I'm calling. I know this is last minute and might be a bit uncomfortable, but technically you're still on the job.
What is it?
Well, tomorrow is Joe's birthday.
Oh, yet another thing he didn't tell me.
Alan doesn't want his best friend celebrating his birthday all on his own. So he's chartering a jet and filling it with Joe's friends and family and having a big surprise party for him. I've got the whole team here working full steam ahead, securing a chef, decorations, music, everything.
Sounds like you have it under control. What do you need from me?
I need you to go to the Banff Springs Hotel and check out the space. There's a ballroom that might be perfect.
They're closed for remodeling.
Believe me, I know. I've had to pull some strings.
Dana smiles.
Okay.
Look, I know the situation is less than ideal, Courtney. But technically, Joe's not the client. Alan is. And Alan wants a surprise party.
She rolls eyes.
Got it.
And at Bella V...
You can relax. We've got it handled.
That's the spirit. You're the best concierge. I know you'll make it great.
Okay, bye.
She hangs up.
Turn around, Charlie.
Ma'am?
We're going back. Banff Springs Hotel, please.
Whatever you say.
Dana hangs up.
She's on her way.
The three women smile as they sit on an L-shaped sectional together at the office. Charlie drives the black van back to the hotel. Gabriel smiles as he stands outside. Courtney emerges from the van.
There you are.
Gabe, what are you doing here?
Well, I could ask you the same.
I'm supposed to check out the ballroom for tomorrow night.
Really? Well, right this way.
Gabriel turns and walks to the front doors. Courtney smiles and follows him upstairs.
Gabe, what's going on?
He smirks and opens another set of large doors. Inside, Joe sits upon a table set for two surrounded by tea light candles. He spreads his arms out wide and kicks up his leg. Numerous pillows and ornate rugs lead to a large tent lined with string lights. She smiles and enters the ballroom.
You know, I didn't think you were gonna make it.
I don't understand. What is this?
This is my best attempt at an apology.
You did all this for me?
It was my idea, but your boss did the heavy lifting.
But you...
Remember, I'm not the client, so the no dating policy doesn't apply here.
Can't argue with that.
All right. I got something for you.
Thank you.
He opens a gift box and hands it to her. Inside, the Banff snow globe she admired in the gift shop. She shakes it.
It costs exactly $7.35.
It's priceless.
She shakes her head and smiles down at it. Gabriel enters.
Champagne, madam.
Yeah, sure.
He serves it.
Allow me.
Thank you.
Joe removes her coat.
What? No root beer?
For a special occasion like this? What do you think? I was born in a barn.
He raises champagne glass and they clink them, then sip. Her eyes widen.
Happy birthday, by the way. I'm sorry I didn't get you anything.
That's okay. You coming back? It's the best present I could ever have.
I can't believe you did all this.
Well, I was trying to recreate your favorite travel experience.
I'm impressed. It's... very thoughtful.
She nods. He opens mouth wide.
Look, Courtney, I'm sorry I lied to you.
He looks in her eyes.
Why didn't you think you could tell me the truth?
It's complicated.
I've got nowhere to be.
I felt important. And I liked that feeling. And I was having fun pretending what it would be like to live that life. And honestly, I thought it was harmless.
But I don't care about any of that.
And I realized that once I got to know you.
You should have told me, Joe.
I know. And I was going to, I promise. But then I started to fall for you. Deep. And
and I didn't want to ruin our time together. I was having the best time of my life.
She smiles.
And I know none of this makes up for anything.
Well, Joe, it's a start.
They both grin at each other. She flips her long black hair.
Look, I'm falling in love with you, Courtney.
Tears in her eyes.
And I want to be with you. And I want to have the type of relationship that your parents have, one built on trust and the truth.
She shakes head.
And I want that relationship to start now.
She smiles as Gabriel enters.
Madame.
Oh, fancy.
And sir.
I wouldn't call it fancy.
Spin around the room, sing a song while I'm with you.
All his idea, ma'am.
Thank you, Gabe.
You and me, just you and me. Hold my hand. There's so much.
I hope this is the first of many great travel experiences together.
We'll have to have a fresh start. Perfect
night. Yeah. Felt so
right. Like a reboot.
Exactly. What do you think? Hello,
hello. I think it's a great start. And I love my new snow globe.
This trip has made me want to travel the world. And I want to do it with you.
Well, then we better get the Global Adventures with Courtney app up and running.
Well, it sounds like you'll need a tech guy working around the clock on the app full time.
Yes. All the time, all around the world. But wait. You're forgetting how we get the startup money.
They slow dance.
I think I know a guy. I'm serious.
Joe smirks.
That would be incredible.
All right, so where's the first place you want to go?
You know, I've always wanted to go skiing in Switzerland.
Done. Perfect.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
You think you can keep up?
I'll do my best. So what do you say?
I say let's do it.
They kiss. Hello, hello.
Only one thing.
She studies his eyes.
Where I go, Olga goes.
They laugh. He twirls her and they dance briefly in the glow of the string lights surrounding them. The lights swirl like stars in the night sky.